Anyway, coming up next to the stage, Laura Beats.
Hi. So when I was 18 years old, I had a psychotic breakdown and stalked 7 men. We're just going to jump in. With no intention of hurting anybody. I just wanted to hang out, to be honest. I got 5 minutes, got 7 men, you do the math. We're going to need to move it right along. Gary was first. I told him I loved him. He was the first man I ever said that to. Again, I was 18, and he was like, "Laura, I can't pretend to love you." And I was like, I've lost my mind now. And I lost my mind. I was on a water tower. I was hearing voices and seeing things. I dropped out of school. I mean, I withdrew because I was insane. And everyone was looking for me. My parents had the police looking for me, and no one could find me. I was in my car, and I drove to Minneapolis to stalk him first. I showed up at his parents' place. I looked them up in the phone book. And I drove to their house, and I showed up in the middle of the night. And his mom was like, "Oh, I remember meeting you once." And she let me sleep on the couch. And he woke up, and I was asleep on his couch. And we went to brunch, and then I just left. You know, I had more guys to stalk. And in no particular order, Brian. I drove to the University of Wisconsin-Platteville, where he was a student, found a directory in some campus building, found his room, went to his room. The door was unlocked. I climbed into his bed with him, and he woke up and was like, "What the fuck are you doing here?" Which is not a very nice thing to say to your girlfriend, you know? And then I left. I actually returned later. He didn't like it and asked me to stop. Kevin, I made like this crazy journal with like cutout pictures and stuff in it. I showed it to someone like last year, and he was like, "You can't ever show this to anybody again." And I left that and like a stuffed bear and a Jewel CD on his porch repeatedly because they kept appearing back with my things. I now know because his mother kept going to my mother and saying, "You've got to get your daughter to stop coming to my house." And that happened. Who else? Chris, I took a big self-portrait that I had drawn, and I took it to his house, and I left it there. And I later asked for it back, and he was like, "I thought that was a gift." So he has that now. It was like the one good thing I ever drew. Sean, I went to his house, and he was home. We smoked a cigarette, and then I left. Joe lived in La Crosse, and I drove to La Crosse and found a directory again on campus. Not a great week to be a student in the UW system. I really made the rounds. And I don't know why I didn't have shoes or socks on at this point, but I walked to his house and we had sex, and then in the morning he gave me, you know, shoes that were too big, and I walked back to my car, and I haven't talked to him since. Oh, my friend Dean, I kept showing up at his house, and he kept asking me to stop, and I was like, "Dean, like, you stop, you know?" And, and then I called him, and he was like, "You've got to stop this," and then you know, I did. And it really was a scary time for me, and I now take a mood stabilizer once a day, and I haven't had to return to that. Stalked one guy when I was 20, but it's been like 11 years, you know? And I'm really grateful that, you know, I don't have to be in that today, because it really, like, I had no intention of hurting anyone. I was hearing people's voices in my radio. And I I had this one voice that like that told me that I was insane because like I would go into a gas station and I would see the way that people looked at me, and I mean I hadn't slept in a very long time, and I was like this. It was really scary. It was really scary, and I know I have like a point to that end to make, and I don't want to leave without making it. Yeah, and I mean, there was also that voice that told me, like, maybe it's not a good idea to go back to this guy's house. Like, I get the sense that he doesn't want me to return. But that voice was smaller than, like, the compulsive need to do it. And that's just such a scary place to be. And I wanted to share that because I haven't really heard people talk about it. And I lost all of my friends during this period of my life, all of them. And it feels so cool to, like, be able to share this and have all of you still sitting here smiling at me. So thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much, Laura. That was fantastic.